taking you back up to Washington, D.C. ABC's Stephen Portnoy is with us now. Stephen, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning to you.
Glad to have you on here. Is speaker's race about to get even messier?
Well, look, it's wide open right now, and there are 9 men who've stepped forward to run for speaker. None of them are bold-faced names. Perhaps you've heard of a few of them. Byron Donalds of Florida, Pete Sessions of Texas has been around a while. Mike Johnson of Louisiana is running for speaker, as well as Kevin Hearn, who is the head of the Republican Study Conference, but the Study Committee, I should say, but the head of the man who is presumed to be the front runner in all this is Tom Emmer, the House Majority Whip, currently number 3 in the leadership, former head of the Republican Campaign Committee working to elect Republicans to the House, and arguably he is responsible for returning Republicans to the majority. That's the case he would make, certainly. And the candidates are going to speak to their colleagues tonight at a candidate forum, and it'll be an opportunity for the Republicans to hear from each of these 9 men who will make their pitch, and then tomorrow, successive rounds of secret ballots that will take place until a single man receives a majority. So after every round, if it's no person receives a majority, the lowest-ranking candidate drops out, and they start again.
Stephen Portnoy from ABC. He's ABC News' national correspondent, is joining us to talk about the speaker's race here. Stephen, is there – okay, forgive my cynicism, but is there reason to be pessimistic if the top 2 guys can't get the gig, thinking we can get consensus behind anybody else?
Well, I mean, look, you have the ousted House Speaker, the Majority Leader Steve Scalise, now Jim Jordan, none of whom have proven to be successful in achieving the near unanimity that you need to become Speaker of the House. And now there's an opportunity to start fresh with 9 candidates in an open field. Maybe this is the ticket. We'll see.
Kind of a regrouping from square one is where you're going with that.
Oh, yeah, and it's wide open. Look, if you have some of the highest-profile bold-faced names in the conference unable to win, well, maybe a lesser-known candidate can do better.
Got just a couple minutes left with Stephen Portnoy from ABC News. Okay, I've got to ask you about the legitimacy of Mike Johnson's chances here. We all know him in Louisiana. He's the 4th District Congressman from Louisiana. But on a national scale, what is his reputation and how much weight does he swing?
Well, look, he's currently the House Republican Vice Conference Chair. He is known to his colleagues, and he has committee posts on Judiciary and Armed Services. He wrote a letter to colleagues over the weekend outlining 7 goals if he were elected speaker, which would include restoring trust, promoting individual members, and effectively messaging the Republican policy positions. He says it's time for a specific plan and bold, decisive action. He's in his 4th term. But at the end of the day, we'll see how his colleagues rank him. You know, I mean, look, he's well-regarded, but he's also not necessarily thought of as the front runner.
No, exactly. And, well, as you spelled it out, not being the front runner might actually be a benefit at this point. I know you got to get on to your next hit real quick. Stephen Portnoy with ABC News. We greatly appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
You bet.
Thank you.